So 11:05. I'm German. We got to start on time. So good morning, everybody. My name is Anne Michaels.
I'm Matt Lopez.
And thanks for coming to our session. So as an Office 365 admin, speed is extremely important for you. There are situations where you need to act quickly. Imagine your CEO has forgotten the Office 365 password. Well, you as an admin, you don't want your CEO to wait. In such a situation, minutes can lie between a happy CEO and a complete disaster. Or imagine an employee who has worked on a really important project leaves the company. Well, you as an admin, you might want to give somebody else access to their email right away. In such a situation, minutes can lie between closing a deal and losing a deal. And in those situations, well, everybody depends on the Office 365 admin. They rely on you to react quickly and to resolve the situation. But what happens if you're not in the office? What happens if you're at a soccer game of your son when your CEO forgets their password? Or for our American friends, at a football game? Or what happens if you're at a conference like Ignite when the employee leaves the company? Well, in the past, you were screwed. Well, actually, your CEO was screwed, and the whole company was screwed, because everybody had to wait until you were back in the office, back at your desk, so that you could reset the password or forward the email. But not anymore. With the Office 365 admin app, you have now access to all of the main functionality of the admin center on the go, so that you can manage Office 365 basically from anywhere, because you have it directly here on your phone. So available no matter where you are. License management, user management, groups management, it's all included in the app. We launched the app a little bit about a year ago, and if you haven't tried it in a while, take a look again. Just over the last year, we have rolled out over 40 features, including partner integration, also resources management. And we are now at a point where the app can really stand on its own and includes all of the main functionality of the admin center. So let's take a look.
Let me just switch over here. And I have my handy dandy Office 365 folder already up with the admin app front and center. We recently went through a redesign, so as we added more and more features and more functionality to the version that we released about a year ago, it became somewhat difficult to kind of cut through the noise and bring out what you care about, especially in those clutch situations. So that's what we focused mainly on in this version 3 of the admin mobile app. So you can see here that right on the dashboard, you can kind of get a quick pulse for how your service is doing, and you can also prepare for any upcoming change to your service with Message Center and the Service Health dashboard up at the top. So you can look at how many unread messages you have, and if you click in, you can actually see the full list of messages. And as you read through, you can actually click and see more information as well if you're interested in seeing more details, or if you need to share out that information, communicate it out to other admins or other users in your organization, you can just go ahead and share that and it'll open up the default email client. And you can see that as I go back, it actually marks it as read. And this also syncs with the admin center. So it's really starting to converge the experience, one experience no matter what device you're on, Surface, tablet, any platform. And if you've already taken action on the Message Center posts, in other words, you've already prepared for the upcoming change to your service, you can just go ahead and swipe to dismiss that message. And if you need to view it at a later time, you can always get to it by filtering on dismiss messages. Going back to the homepage, right now, Service Health is pretty good. If there was an ongoing service incident, you would see a little bubble kind of going over how many service incidents are ongoing. We just updated this Service Health view by workload. So now you can actually see which services are healthy or which services need attention. And when you click in, you can see the history of all of the different service incidents within the last month. And again, if you need to let someone know, or if you need someone's asking about what that service incident summary was, you can also share that with anyone in your organization. We saw that a lot of admins generally use the homepage as a launching point. Sometimes the menu might get a little tedious to use as you're going through these common actions or very clutch situations where you need to act fast. So we've provided a card that says quick links, and you can just go ahead and go to users, groups, or any of the other quick links that were on the dashboard. One area that we decided to focus on in this new admin mobile app that we refreshed last year was user management. We saw that a lot of admins need user management while on the go, and we added so many features that we had to categorize them for you, again, bringing up the ones that you need most common to the top. So that's my user right there. You can see the quick actions include reset password, assign license, delete. I can't block myself, but there actually is another block functionality, so I'll go ahead and switch tenants. And this is a major feature of the new admin mobile app, especially if you manage Office 365 for multiple organizations. You can log in with those different tenants, and it'll store your user token, making it super easy to switch between tenants without having to re-authenticate as well. So it's loading. And I chose the partner tenant. So we used to have the Office 365 Partner Admin Center mobile app, but what we did is combine the functionality into the Office 365 Admin app. And now you can just use one app across all of your devices. You see that there's an extra row there called Client. I'm going to go back to Users, show you more of the functionality that we added. Let me pick the right user here. And you can see there that block user is now there. It's not my user, so I can block other users, which, again, could come in handy when you're in those clutch situations. We also added a lot more functionality, user properties that you can view while you're on the go, and if you need to, act very fast. We see that a lot of admins get requests saying, why can't I add Office to this device, or why can't I add it to this device? Well, we enabled you as the admin to just go ahead and view all of the user's Office installs right from your mobile phone, and if necessary, you can actually just go ahead and remove those devices or unlicense those devices and remove it so they can add another device. You can also look at all of the groups. We've seen that a lot of the groups that a user is in, a member of, and we've seen that that's very common, especially if you use groups for access control inside of your organization. So if someone isn't having access to a certain file, you can actually just go ahead and check that they're in that correct group, and then if they're not, you can actually add them to a group right there. We've added a lot more Exchange admin functionality to the mobile app as well, making it more powerful. And as we add more functionality to the admin center on the web, we will also keep the feature parity more or less between the admin mobile app as well. So as we add more Exchange functionality to the web, it'll also show up in the mobile app, really just trying to bring the power of the admin center to your pocket. So again, these are focused on very quick scenarios. Someone forgot their OOF message while they're at Ignite. You can go ahead and set that. You can set their automatic replies for them right from your admin mobile app. And if you need, you can actually just go ahead and set a different message for external senders as well. Again, just mimicking that functionality that was previously only accessible in the Exchange Admin Center, and now it's in your pocket. You can also set email forwarding. Another clutch situation could be setting a user's mailbox on litigation hold. We've seen that a lot of workflows around employees leaving the company is generally block the user and set that user's mailbox on litigation hold. So we're really trying to provide you with all of the power of the Admin Center and the Exchange Admin Center. Soon we'll also be adding more services to the Admin Mobile app. So OneDrive will be coming in the future. I think we'll talk a little bit more about the roadmap, but you can expect Skype for Business as well to populate, and we'll try to keep those very easy for you to triage. You can see here that we have a card that says email and calendar, so you could imagine more and more cards populating down below. But equally as important as user management, especially in large organizations, is groups management. So we've added a lot of functionality for groups, and we now support, the admin mobile app now supports all major Office 365 group types. That's including Office 365 groups, distribution lists, security groups, and mail-enabled security groups. And if you're looking for a certain group, scrolling through your infinite list of groups in a large organization might get a little tedious, so you can just go ahead and filter by whichever group type you're looking for, or just go ahead and search for that group, really trying to make it quick and easy to use. But not only can you view and manage different group types, you can also add. Seems that there might be a bug in this build, but you can also add any of the group types as well with the dropdown that would populate with all of the different group types. And the form would change that you would fill in as well. We've seen that a lot of large organizations don't tend to use the mobile app for billing. It's really useful if you have your full service inside of the cloud, if you don't have an enterprise agreement. So if you find yourself that you're not using any of the long list that's in the left-hand menu, you can actually go to the settings screen and customize your menu. Again, kind of reducing that noise, helping you act faster. And you can see there that now billing has disappeared from the left-hand menu. Going back to settings, though, there are multiple ways to get to the tenant switching feature. You can also just go to settings if you don't want that experience of leaving out, like going outside the app and then coming back in. We've added quite a few notification scenarios, especially around service health and message center, so keeping you more up to date on how your service is behaving and any upcoming changes. But if you're an admin for only one service or multiple services within your organization, you can actually go ahead and turn off different service notifications. So if you're only the Exchange admin, you can actually turn off all of the different other services. That way, it makes it easier for you to manage and communicate out to your organization by sharing that with anyone in who needs to know. We've also added a lot of service level settings. So in the admin center, in settings and services and add-ins, you can see the list of all of your services, and you can turn off different features within those services. We've also provided the same functionality in the admin mobile app. So if you need to check if someone's in first release for select users, you can actually do that from your phone. We've seen that a lot of people aren't too sure why features are popping up in Office 365. Well, now you can check if they're popping up early for some users because they're in first release for select users. And if you don't want them to be in first release select users, you can actually remove them from your phone as well. Like I said, we have a bunch of other services also in line with the admin center on the web. You see here there are about 7 rows in app and service settings, but there's also a version number down at the bottom left. When you tap that version number 5 times, there's a secret Easter egg where you get a row that says more settings. This is where we put all of our beta features. And in the user card, we had a bunch of I would need to close the app, but what you need to do is, and we'll take questions after, but you just tap the version number 5 times in the settings screen, and then scroll down, and you'll see an extra row that says more settings. But this is where we like to put our beta features. We read all of the feedback from all of our users. And so as you test out these beta features that you can find in more settings, please leave us feedback. Attach logs if you find a bug so we can actually go ahead and figure out what's going wrong. If you have any feature requests, you can actually see what other people are requesting and leave your own feature request or upvote someone's feature request. That's also what you would want in the mobile app. Another cool part that's in the beta features, the version 2 of the admin mobile app and version 1 was actually like a blue icon and a blue theme. We changed to the black icon and the black theme to match the new admin center. But we know a lot of our users like customizing the way their apps look. So we've actually provided a way for you to change your theme. Again, kind of making it more like an IT ninja scenario, finding all of the secret features inside of the admin mobile app. Also, touching on more Exchange admin functionality, because we know that a lot of admins focus on Exchange, we have added conference room and equipment mailbox management inside of the mobile app. So you can see here that I have my list of shared mailboxes, conference room mailboxes, and equipment mailboxes. And if I'm looking for something specific, you can filter by whichever mailbox type you're looking for, or again, you can just search for it. And you can also add all these different mailbox types right from your phone. So the example that I gave in the Admin Center for the Web was my organization just got a car. So I need to add that to my org so users or employees can check out that car. And I wanted a DeLorean, but we had to be a little bit more practical. So we got a minivan. And I won't add it because sometimes the service goes a little bit weird, but when you press done, it actually adds it. And you can go ahead and set some of the delegation settings, so how that equipment auto accepts or turning off auto accept altogether from the admin center on the web. But as I mentioned, please do give us feedback. We read it every day. We try to respond to everyone. Usually we do. And even if we don't, we're getting those triage of list of bugs that we're doing, that y'all are finding and helping make the admin mobile app even better. We'll switch back to the PowerPoint really fast.
So as you've seen today, as you just saw, we're now at a point where the admin app can actually stand on its own. I'll relaunch it. Let's do that. That looks good. Yeah. So as you've seen today, we're now at a point where the admin app can actually stand on its own. But so the question, who is the admin app actually for? I talked to a customer earlier this week. He was an enterprise admin, and he had never looked at the app. He knew that it kind of existed, but he just assumed that the admin app is just for small businesses. And I can see why he would have thought that, right? App, less functionality, well, only for small businesses. I think you've seen today that the admin app is really a valuable management tool no matter what size of company you manage. As the admin app has evolved and as we've added more features, we are now at a point where actually about 10% of our admins use the admin app as well to manage Office 365. And we have some admins, especially in the small and business area, that almost only use the admin app because it gives them access to all of the features that they need on a regular basis. For most of you, the admin app will probably be a companion app, an app that you use in addition to PowerShell, in addition to the admin center and the APIs, to really be able to react fast and quickly in those situations where you're not in the office. And we'd really like to thank all of you for using the app that much because, well, that has helped Matt and me to get the resources to evolve it further. And we'd also really like to thank you for rating the app so highly. Rating the app so highly. The app has a rating of 4.25 stars across all the platforms. And as Matt has said already, please, if you have feedback, send us feedback. We get about 500 pieces of feedback every month, and we read every single piece of feedback that we get. So thanks for your feedback, because that has helped us to evolve the app further. And of course, it also helps us to define what we will do with the admin app next. Want to walk us through the roadmap?
Yes. So as I mentioned a little bit earlier, we will be adding more functionality in terms of cross of the services within Office 365, starting with OneDrive. We'll add Skype for Business soon after that. And we're also very focused on providing more functionality for our enterprise customers as well. So we'll be focusing on making sure we work with the Office 365 in China as well as Germany. And also, we'll be adding support for the Enterprise Mobility Suite. So if your organization has any sort of security measures that's in place with Intune, the app will be compatible for that. And that'll be coming over like the next half year or so. Yeah.
But if you're missing a feature, well, let us know, because we really built the admin app to meet your needs. And we will really adapt then our roadmap, or actually add additional items to the roadmap as well. So let's do a quick show of hands. Who of you uses the admin app today? Okay, for everybody who does not use it, this is the most important slide for you, because this has the link where you can download the admin app. It also has a few links to other interesting or helpful resources. And really, yeah, if you haven't tried the admin app yet, give it a try, just download it, or actually talk to the people around you that have been using the admin app so that they can share their experience with you, so that you can really act quickly in those situations when you're not in the office, when you're not in front of your desk, and in those situations where minutes can really make the difference between a happy CEO and a complete disaster. We don't want you to end up with a complete disaster. So with that, we'd like to thank you and open it up for questions. If you have a question, please just raise your hand. Yes.
So the question was, with the EMS integration, will you be able to turn on MFA? Not with the EMS integration that we're planning. The app already currently works with Azure multi-factor authentication, but the ability to turn on MFA for individual users is also a feature request, so we will be adding that to the roadmap down the line. That's more in line with adding different service settings, including OneDrive and Skype for Business, as well as Azure.
Yes? So when you switch from one organization to the next, because in the admin app, I don't know, are you using it already?
No, I'm in distribution, so I don't work.
Okay, yeah. So the admin app makes it really easy for you to switch from one organization to the next, and then the service health information within the app will be specific to that organization that you have signed in with.
The partner portal that has a summary statement of all businesses, so they can say, oh, this partner actually has, or this customer actually has a
problem. The aggregated service health dashboard.
Yes,
so if you log in with a partner tenant, you will be able to see an aggregated view of service health inside of the mobile app. It's hard to do with such a limited screen size, so I definitely suggest giving us feedback on how we can improve. But you will be able to get that aggregated view. Yeah.
Thanks. Any other questions? Well, if not, we're also here. If you want to come up and ask us any questions in person, please do so.